Podcast. With your hosts, Trisha and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, 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 friends, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited that you are here today. I am Trisha. That is Kylie.
Yes, and today we're bringing on someone who will make you rethink the way that you see work, money, and purpose.
We are talking with an incredible, amazing woman. Her name is Erica Carrico, and she is an award-winning soul business success coach, a cancer survivor, and recently authored a book. We are so glad to have you, Erica.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's going to be a good time. I'm really excited about the conversation. So just to catch our listeners up, you know, Erica went from feeling completely trapped in a career that was eating your soul. Was it destroying your soul?
100%, completely.
And now you have built a multi-million dollar business, which is helping women find their purpose and actually make money doing it. And I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and I'm super excited to hear your story. So we're going to let you tell this story because I got little snippets off of stalking your Instagram yesterday. And I'm like, I can't wait to have her tell the whole story.
Amazing. Yeah, I think, you know, I think like so many of us, I started out my life and I was like such a free spirit and, you know, I wanted to follow my heart and I wanted to follow my soul and I knew I was here to make a difference in the world and I was going to live a very non-traditional life. And, you know, I started out doing things like study abroad during university. I spent a year backpacking around Europe after I graduated college. I worked, you know, like up in the I did a ski season up in Vail. I was just really living my life a little bit non-traditional and really kind of doing what I wanted. I was following my heart. I didn't know what I wanted to do for a career, quote unquote. But I think as I started to go through my 20s, I started to feel the pressure of friends and family and like those societal expectations of, you know, Erica, you need to grow up and get a real job and you need to, you know, it's like everyone's starting families and climbing the corporate ladder. And here I am just kind of playing around and I started to feel, you know, the pressure. And so I did like a lot of people, I just kind of settled and I landed in this corporate career and I was in corporate recruitment and I felt like, okay, well, if I don't know what I want to do for my career, maybe I can help other people to do that. You know, and I had a background in psychology and I knew this would be a great way for me to be able to help people and still kind of be quote unquote responsible. Mm-hmm. And I guess fast forward, you know, several years later, I again had the typical story of like, this every day felt like Groundhog Day. And I had even transferred to Sydney, Australia and was working as a recruiter in Sydney, Australia. And I was living on Bondi Beach. You know, I had this like amazing life from the outside. And I think from the inside, I was really exhausted and I was burnt out. And I felt like I was, you know, earning millions of dollars for a company that had millions of dollars. And my life just really felt pointless. Every day felt like Groundhog Day. And I'd put my feet on the floor and I'd be like, what actually is the point of my life? And I just knew that I was meant for so much more. I really felt like I was wasting away. And so long story short, I ended up seeing a life coach and completely changed my life. I left that corporate job. I backpacked around the world for another year and decided I was not going to go back to corporate. I wanted to go in and I actually wanted to start my own coaching business. And this was back in 2009. And I wanted to start my own coaching business. I had gotten engaged and my husband and his family and my family were like, well, you can't start a coaching business. You're getting married and you're having a kid or you're going to have a kid and you want to start a family and you need to have benefits and a real job and you need a paycheck and you need security. And so I was like, okay, let me do the safe thing in my life and go out and take out a $60,000 loan to get a master's degree. And I got a master's degree in nonprofit management. And I took a six-figure pay cut to be the executive director of a not-for-profit organization. And now I was $60,000 more in student debt. And to me, that felt like the safe route, right? Mm-hmm. But long story short, fast forward, I ended up at 36 years old in a same kind of a job, earning like $29,000 a year. Yes, I was making a difference in the world, but I was still working somebody else's job. I was building somebody else's dream. Somebody was still telling me what to say and what to do. Somebody was still telling me where to be and when to be there. My marriage was falling apart. Everything just felt horrible in my life. I was completely depressed, and I was diagnosed with kidney cancer. And I was like, awesome. I'm breastfeeding a baby. I have a toddler at home. I hate my job. My marriage is falling apart, and now I have cancer. And that was when everything changed for me. It was like, literally, I understood that the life I was living was literally killing me. And if I didn't make a change, I wasn't going to be here. And so through that process, I made this promise to, you know, God or my higher self or spirit or source or whatever it is that you want to call it, that regardless of how long I have left in my life, whether it be 6 months or 60 years, I will spend the rest of my life reconnecting to myself and my purpose and why I'm here. And I will spend the rest of my life being of service in my own unique way. And that is what I'm doing. And here we are 8 years later.
Wow. That is an amazing story. Thank you so much for sharing it.
So much happened.
Yeah. And you know what I kept thinking while you were talking about it? Like, that's the true definition of integrity. Like, people talk about integrity and their core values, and they think like, oh, integrity is just doing, you know, the right thing when people aren't looking. But it's really doing what feels right to you inside. And when you're not living in alignment with your own integrity, it doesn't matter if you're doing what the world thinks you should be, because you're not doing what's integrity to you inside.
Right. And your body starts to feel that. You know, I've worked with thousands and thousands of women at this point, and there is something that just happens when your body and your soul are telling you something needs to change, something is off. And I think that starts with the depression or the anxiety, right? And we tend to mask that with whether it's medication or drinking or over-exercising or over-shopping or whatever it is, and we ignore it, and then it just gets louder and louder and louder. And for so many women, I mean, if you know the work of Louise Hay, the body feels that. The body feels that toxicity, and it you know, becomes dis-ease in the body. And mine was the form of cancer, and so many women, you know, either experience the same or autoimmune disorders. And it's our body's way of saying like, hey, you know, this is not the life you're meant to be living. And it's literally destroying you from the inside out.
It's amazing. So, you know, we love to give our listeners some resources and tips and things. Like, as you are making this transition into being true to yourself and living in alignment with what you really wanted to do, you had to come up against so many conversations with people that you love, and in their way were trying to love you by saying, what are you doing? Don't do this. How did you navigate those and be able, especially like with the kids, right? As moms, we're both moms too with kids, and we're in real estate, so it's like same thing, right? You got to get a real traditional job, or you get a 9-to-5 paycheck or this or that. And we talk about this all the time. Like, what is a real job? Number one, is such a cultural norm, right?
Totally. Yeah.
And then number two, like, we understand you're coming from the best space that you possibly can, but when you're living in alignment with what's true to you, like, the world's the limit on how much money you can make. So just share a little bit of that with us if you could.
Yeah. Well, for me, I felt like I blew my whole life up. I felt like I had held on to a grenade and it just went and everything blew up, and I did not know where the pieces were going to land. I left my marriage. I quit my job. We moved states. I started my own business. I went from being a full-time mom to a part-time mom, because in Colorado it's 50-50. I mean, my life felt so different. I lost so many friends. I think it was a whole period of realignment for me. And what I, you know, hindsight is 2020, right? I didn't know that that was all happening for me. It felt like it was happening to me. But I look back and it's like, wow, everything that was not in alignment with my soul and everything that was not in my best interest or in alignment with my future self and the life that I truly desired had to crumble and fall away. And I have like full goosebumps now, because everything in my life, from my business to my home, to what's in my home, to how I spend my time, to my team, to how I work with my clients. I mean, every single thing in my life is here because it's intentionally placed and designed to be here. And I feel whenever I'm recognizing that anything is out of alignment, you know, I look at that. What is it that needs to happen? And do I need to restructure? Do I need to downsize and rescale? What needs to happen? So I'm so hyper aware of allowing everything that is not an absolute hell yes in my life to fall away and to crumble, even if I don't understand why. And it just makes so much room and so much space for what is meant to be here. And that, for me, has been an 8-year journey, but just one that I like thank God every day that I had the courage to take.
That's amazing. And I think that I know that there are a lot of women listening to this conversation who are feeling the same way. I mean, I felt the same. Remember when I first called you, I called Trisha and I was like, my life is in shambles. My job, it was a good job that God gave me for the time.
Right.
Because I had a lot of benefits from the job, but it was kind of like you said, like, I came to a spot where I'm like, why am I working 60 hours a week, 50 hours a week, day and night, answering phone calls? Right. I'm up at 5 in the morning. Like during COVID, I got up at 5. I worked all of the emails till 7. And then from 7 to 8, I was with my kids and then they went to school. But it was like, it was literally eating my soul. And I know that there are other women out there, whether it's a relationship that's not in alignment or a job or just something else, like where they're living. In what are your best tips or advice for kind of starting this journey? Like, what did you do first once you had that moment of enlightenment and you were like, yes, things have to change? Like, what was your very next best step?
My very next best step was recognizing that I had wanted to be a life coach for so long, and it didn't make any kind of sense whatsoever. You know, like everybody was like, you'll never make money doing that. But it had just been with me for so many years. I had a bachelor's degree in psychology, but I didn't want to be a therapist for a couple different reasons. And I wanted the freedom to work from wherever I wanted to work. I didn't want to sit in person and see clients all day. And I actually didn't really want to hear about people's problems. I wanted to really help them to create a life for themselves that they wanted to live. And so for me, the next step was going and getting my life coaching certification. And a lot of people don't have that clarity. And so, you know, that's really where my book comes into play, is it's Awaken Your Purpose is the soul meets strategy. So it really has every single step in there of my process of taking you from like remembering who you are, you know, what are your divine gifts? What is your original medicine that you're meant to share with the world? Because we all have that. And I think it gets so buried in there. So it's really reconnecting with that and remembering what you're here for, you know, and what do you really love to do? I think our purpose is really a combination of what we're naturally good at, what we really love to do, and then how can we combine those two things to then give back and create value in the world? And that is the process that I've walked thousands of people through. My book takes you through it now, and it just gets clarity every time. So if anyone is really looking for, well, what is that next step for me? I don't know. My process is one that would really work for you.
Yeah, and we'll link your book in the show notes. And I'm glad you walked into this, because I am super, super curious, because like I said, I was watching all your reels and you're like, I don't really focus on one-on-one coaching, which I feel like so much life coaching is. That's how I've always known it to be done, is like, you have a one-on-one coach. I'm going to coach you, Kylie, on how to be a better person and be happier, right? but you do this group coaching thing. So can you talk a little bit more about that? I'm super excited to learn about it.
Yeah. Well, I started like every coach. I started doing one-on-one. I still do have one-on-one clients. They're in a little bit of a different, the one-on-ones that I work with now are scaling their businesses to the 7-figure mark. So my one-on-ones are in a little bit of a different space, but yeah, I started out as a one-on-one coach, just working with one client at a time to, you know, figure out their purpose and why are they here and how do they want to express their purpose in the world? Is it through starting a business? Is it through starting a podcast? Is it through writing a book? You know, what is it? Is it through volunteering? Like, we all choose different ways to express our purpose. And so I started one-on-one coaching, and then as it began to grow and I got, you know, I won some awards and started getting recognized by Forbes and New York Times. And then it was just like, wow, I was so overwhelmed. I transitioned into online courses and group coaching, and it's just continued to grow. So now I have like my book, and I have an online course that goes along with the book. And then I have a group coaching program that helps people to start their businesses and scale it which is called Soul Business Accelerator. And yeah, it's just really been an evolution that has been incredible to watch evolve. It's like when you really do align with why you're here, that's the golden ticket. You know, that's when opportunities start to knock. And that's when, I mean, that's where the million-dollar businesses come from. And it just takes on a momentum of its own when you're in alignment, you know?
Yeah, I love that. And we batch record our podcast. So the one we did before this was actually all about money. And I loved, I forget if it was one of the podcasts that you were on. I think it was that I was listening to, and you were talking about money, and you had mentioned how you were always kind of, and I know we were too, from this background of like, well, you get married and the man makes the money and then my job here is done. And I love that you have, number one, rewritten that narrative for yourself. But you're doing it for the world. So if you could speak a little more to that and just share that with everybody.
This didn't even hit me until I was 36. I grew up with a single mom. You know, when she was married a few times. When she was married, we had money. We lived in the nice neighborhoods. We drove the nice cars. And then when she wasn't married, she was a nurse. So she had a great job. She worked really hard, but it's expensive to live, and she wasn't getting child support. And so for me, it was like, I just associated money with the men. And so literally once I got married, I remember I was giving my husband books to read on wealth, and I was pushing him like, hey, why aren't you creating this money for us? Hey, why aren't you trying to get this promotion? Hey, why aren't you reading about investments? And why are we still living paycheck to paycheck? And for 5 years, I was pushing this man to do something he didn't want to do. And it didn't ever occur to me that I could actually go out and create wealth myself. And I just flipped the script in my head of like, why am I sitting here losing my mind trying to make this annoying man do these things when I can just go out and do it myself? And that changed everything. I started my business and it took off. And now I've invested in, you know, I'm investing and I've got rental properties and I've got a mountain. I mean, it's just like, once I shifted the, wow, I can do this myself. Like, I have surpassed him by miles, you know, by miles.
I love that. I think it's so empowering. And if I'm hearing it right, it sounds like you've approached this with like an unapologetic, like, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. This is what I'm going to do. And like, if you're not going to get on board, that's okay, because I'm going to keep moving forward and living this life. Like, I was looking at the pictures. It's so beautiful where you live. And I was like, oh my goodness, now I want to move to like Colorado and like live this great life. Like, it's inspiring. And I think the world needs more of that, like more of you. And I loved it. And I was listening to all those testimonials on your page of women whose lives you've changed. And that's really what our podcast is all about, just like highlighting how you can do this. And if you want to share like one or two of those like just inspirational stories from people, like, you've changed a lot of lives, and it's so awesome.
I know, it makes it, I literally pinch myself like, what, I get to do this for, this is, I would do this for free, you know. I think one of my favorite stories is I worked with this woman, and she was a PhD. She was a geneticist. She worked in this lab. She was like head of this lab, this research lab, and, you know, doing her thing. She was in her late 30s, and she just hit a wall. And she was like, this is not what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't want to be in a lab anymore. I did this. It was great, but this is not what I want for my next chapter. And she didn't know what she wanted to do. So she signed up and worked with me in my coaching program. And she decided that she was going to start her own business. She wanted to do energy healing. So she went and got certified in Reiki. And she actually quit her job because she wanted to be able to focus on building her new business, right? But she didn't actually have enough savings to be able to live off of while she was building her business. And so I said, you know, one thing that you can do, and a lot of my clients do this, is they go and take a part-time job, something that doesn't drain their energy, something that they actually really love doing. It gives them a little bit of leeway, right? Some cash flow, so they're not building their business from a place of like fear and scarcity and lack. So she was like, well, I love being outside. I love being around horses. So I'm going to go to this local stable. And she got a job shoveling horse manure. And she was like, I love it. I am shoveling horse manure. I am with the horses. I'm outside and I'm building my business on the side. And 2 years later, not only did she have a multiple six-figure healing business, she actually owned horses that she boarded at the stable that she used to shovel manure at.
Oh, yay.
I know.
Full circle.
It's like one of my most favorite stories. And it just goes to show, you know, we're not – here. We did not come here as a soul to slave away. We did not come here as a soul to be unhappy. We did not come here to hate our lives. And I just believe that we're meant for so much more than that. And I don't think any of us should settle for that ever, ever.
Agreed. I love that.
I will tell you, when I got into real estate and the business started going, I told my husband, I said, I'm never working for anyone ever again.
Nope.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care what happens in the world. I will never, ever, ever go back to working for someone else ever again. I will partner with someone. We will do a business or whatever. But like, there's once you get a taste of that freedom and that entrepreneur bug, like it's over with. You're done. Like you're ruined forever. And my husband too.
My husband, is he an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Well, when the shutdown happened, I was working for a property management company. We were managing 500 doors, and the guy fired everyone except for me and two VAs.
Oh my gosh.
So I was not only doing my normal organizational bullcrap, but I was also taking the emergency maintenance calls.
And
my husband, he got laid off. He was in the manufacturing industry. He was in the aerospace field. And what was so funny was like 3 weeks leading up to the shutdown, he was just miserable. Like we've talked about, he was unhappy. He was not himself. He would come home. God bless my husband. He would fall asleep sitting up on the couch. And he was just complaining about he was working 6 days a week. He was working, you know, all this time. And he never saw the kids. And God was like, bloop. Here, you're laid off. You're not getting hired back. You have all the time with your kids because your wife is running someone else's business.
Yep.
So I love how you pulled it together and you were like, everything happens for a reason. Yeah. And that's one thing that we talk about on the show is like taking these things. What you said was I felt like it was happening to me when really it was happening for me. And so when I was running this management company, I couldn't get contractors to go out. They were all with their feet kicked up collecting government money. So my husband and his partner made like 30 grand. In like 4 months or less, because they were picking up all the jobs the other contractors didn't. And they've kept going. And now I did the math. And if Ryan and I keep earning the way that we've been doing, we're gonna make over $150,000 this year.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. It's such divine course correction when someone is released from a job. I see it all the time. And it's like, and then also to speak to what you were speaking about before, once you have that taste of freedom and working for yourself, like I call myself psychologically unemployable at this point in time. There's no way I could ever mentally go back and work for somebody else because it's like, why would I want to do that? My income is uncapped. My time is my own. I can work when I want. I don't have to work when I don't want to. I have a team that does a lot for me. You know, it's like, why would I ever go back to somebody telling me that I can take 2 weeks of vacation a year? Like, absolutely not. No way. No.
Yeah. And like, speaking of like, you threw out some dollars and I was really in a like shock and awe as I was listening to the stories on your Instagram, because you're not just taking these women from $3,000 a month to, you know, $7,000 a month. Some of them you were saying were like $30,000 a month and $100,000 a month. Can you go into like, what are they doing to be able to work with five clients and make $100,000 a month? Because like, I want some of that. I don't need to do real estate. I can make $100,000 a month and do whatever you tell me to do.
I mean, yeah, definitely. Well, you're not, I will tell you, you're not working with five clients when you're earning $100,000 a month. So my company, I mean, we got to the point where we were between $150,000 and $200,000 a month. And I was in a CEO position. I did not love it. I really hated that. I scaled back a little bit. I've now hired some people to be in that position for me so I don't have to do that anymore. So it's like, it's always about realigning yourself. And what a business looks like at $100,000 a month is you definitely have a team. You definitely are running groups. Like you have to be running a group unless you're charging, you know, $8,000 a month for private coaching. You could have 10 clients and $1 million, or I guess you could have 10 clients and an $80,000. So anyway, my model is different. I have a group coaching program and then I have probably 4 to 5 private coaching clients. And there's usually around 150 to 200 women in my group program. So a business at $100,000 a month, you definitely have a group coaching program and you usually have coaches that work in there for you. So I have 3 coaches that coach inside that program and do the private coaching for all those clients for me. I do like the group calls and sort of oversee everyone from like a higher level. And then I do have my own VIP sort of higher level private clients. clients as well. And that's a pretty normal business model for someone around the 100K a month mark.
Beautiful. And so you're teaching your coaches how to create that and scale whatever they're coaching about into that.
Yeah. So anyone who's in the program, they're coaches. A lot of them are, you know, even health and wellness practitioners. We work with a lot of like Ayurvedic medicine specialists, functional medicine specialists. We've got, you know, PAs that are in there. We've got perimenopause. I mean, nutritious hormonal. I mean, we've got all of it. It's anyone who runs a service-based business can use our model to scale.
Beautiful.
I cannot wait. I did copy your book on Audible. Awesome. I'm so excited to get started. Yeah. I do like reading, but what I've noticed is when I read a book, I really enjoy it to be fiction, because if it's not, I'm like wanting to make notes and then like my brain is going.
Yes.
But like I love, Trisha introduced me to Audible and my life has never been the same.
Yay.
Because we can consume so much more. And I love that. I love that I can listen to your book. I can go back, rewind it, make my notes. I'm very excited to jump in.
Yay. The publishing company, when it came out, you know, you can get it on Amazon, like the paperback or whatever. But I knew most of my clients, they're busy and they, you know, they're going to be listening to it in the car. Or they're going to be listening to it while they're momming and cooking dinner and whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was really important for me to do that recorded version. So yes, that's definitely available on like Kindle, I think, and Audible.
No, thank you for that. Cause you are replacing all of the news that I've been told I need to stop listening to.
Yes, don't watch the news. Listen to
I'm
some
a
positive
junkie.
Stuff.
Yeah. All right. We are going to take just one quick second, but don't move. Cause we are going to come back and ask Erica, how does she organize all these things?
Let's Yes, all of the secrets. We're going to make her spill her secrets.
All right.
Did you know that over 80% of real estate agents call it quits within their first year in the business? It's a staggering statistic. But at mystarsacademy.com, we're here to change that narrative. Our expert-based training and coaching program caters to both agents and brokers. The Agent Accelerator Program is your key to leveling up your real estate business. Learn how to generate a constant flow of free leads, convert those leads into loyal clients, and keep them coming back for more as repeat business. Our industry experts bring years of proven success to the table and provide one-on-one coaching to help you achieve structure and work-life balance. We'll map out a plan for you to follow, guiding you through the steps to scale and grow both in your business and personal life. Don't become another statistic. Visit mystarsacademy.com and enroll today to pave the way for your future success.
All right. We are back, friends. We are so glad you stuck with us. We are getting to chat with Erica, who is an absolutely amazing human. We are loving every single thing you are saying. And I'm so excited to switch gears a little bit, because I know what every listener is thinking and what I am thinking mm-hmm. is, how do you keep all this life together? You are a mom. You are a multi-million dollar business person. You have clients all over. You are spinning so many plates. How do you stay organized? Like, I'm a Google Calendar junkie. Kylie jokes that it looks like Rainbow Bright puked on my Google Calendar.
Oh, my God. She color codes everything. But now I've caught it. Now that, like, Casey's going to middle – like, my kids need their own colors now because they're not all in the same school anymore.
Right. So schoolless, what do you do, Erica?
Same. Everything is linked. Everything is linked. So I have same thing. Like, I have a work calendar. I have a personal calendar. My kids have their own calendar. I have a co-parenting calendar. Everything has different colors. I have like lists. I guess I just live and die by my calendar. And also delegation. I did not grow up with money. I never had money. I did not know anything about what it's like to have money. And somebody, a coach told me a couple of years ago, like, hire out things that you don't like to do and that you don't even want to be doing. So honestly, mm-hmm. I hire out in my home as well as in my business. I have a cleaning lady. I have a cleaning team that comes every 2 weeks. I have a house assistant who does all the, she's in my house 10 hours a week. She does the grocery shopping, the meal prep. She does all the laundry. She does, I mean, all the things that I just, you know, refilling toilet paper, soap, all the things that I don't have time to do, I have her do. So it's like, how can you delegate? That's my whole thing is like delegation.
I love the house assistant
yes.
idea. Like, I have a cleaning lady, but I don't have a house assistant.
Listen, I have an 11-year-old. I have an 11-year-old daughter, okay? I have a 9-year-old daughter. Those are my house assistants,
okay.
All right?
Those are your house assistants, yeah.
And I'm trying. I did. I just got to get back onto it because we stopped for just a minute while my mom was dealing with some health issues. But be proud of me because I did delegate laundry out to my mom, and I am paying my mom to do our laundry.
Well, there you go.
Baby steps. How old are your kids, Erica?
Mine are 13 and 10.
Oh, so we're in the same space. So yes. I'm going to give you a phone call, and we're going to have a whole nother conversation about like raging preteen hormones.
Because oh my gosh.
I call Trisha at least 3 times a week, and I'm like, please remind me that you have bail money because, oh, Lord. Lord.
And my kids are grown. They're 21 and 16. So I'm like, you will get through this. It'll be okay.
She's like, this too shall pass.
This too shall pass. I know. I just had a phone call from my girlfriend this morning, and she's like, my daughter just slammed her door so hard that she broke the frame, and I don't know what to do. I'm like, it's okay. Breathe. We're going to make it through. We're going to do it.
That means she doesn't need a door anymore.
Right. There you go. Take the door off. Yeah, exactly. Oh,
when we bought this house that we're in, first opportunity, all up until this point, all three of my kids have been sharing a room. So I've got my 11-year-old daughter, my 9-year-old daughter, and my son who just turned 4. So they had been sharing a room, which was fine. So everybody gets their own room. So everybody's feeling real sassy about having their own space. And so the room that my daughter got was one of the older guy's room. So it had a lock on the handle. And I told her, I was like, you're at a space where you deserve your privacy. Right. Okay. I will knock before I come in unless I feel the need to Shania Twain kick the door down. Okay. But she came to a space where she would not stop locking the door. Oh, well, I'm like, you cannot lock the door. You cannot lock the door. So one day she came home, no more door handle.
Yes. Yep. Yep. No, that is the way to solve that problem.
And on that note, in your book, you talk about like mindset and emotional work being just as important as business strategies.
Yes.
What like mental and emotional exercises do you start to rely on since we're talking about our emotions and our feelings, Kylie?
Yeah. Let's talk about staying out of prison.
What do you do when things are feeling heavy that maybe we can share with our listeners?
Yeah. Well, I think it's so important. You know, I've been a student of, I don't know if you guys know Neville Goddard and Bob Proctor. They're like the old school think and grow rich type of people.
Mm-hmm.
And they really talk about, you know, your external world is your internal world pushed out, right? So if you want to create something in your external world, you have to make the shift on the inside first. And so even when you were talking about, you know, what I think it was, I can't remember where you're starting in September, but the first thought I had was, great, go and do that, but make sure that you're working on changing the thoughts and you know, taking action from a new way of thinking first so that you can be successful in that program. And it's like, that's what I take you through in my book is there's no point in figuring out from a, you know, from the place of where you are right now, you've created the reality that you're in. And so you don't want to figure out what your purpose is from right here because you're unsettled, you're disconnected, you're probably unhappy, you've got some coping habits that you don't want to have be there, right? So before we really get to the point where we're doing the work to get clear on what your purpose is, we need to release a lot of the limiting beliefs. We need to shed a lot of those layers so that you can really raise your vibration, raise your mindset, raise your state of being so that you can come up with the answer that is more connected to your true self than your current reality that you're not happy with. Does that make sense?
Oh, mic drop. Yes, it does. And I am mentally psyching myself up for this program. Like I woke up this morning and I did not exercise like I was supposed to, but I was like, man, I'm super excited because I remember when I finished the program the first time and I'm trying to hold on to like how amazing it felt when I was like, I did that. I did it all 75 days.
Yeah. That's just it. Yes, imagine yourself completing the end of the 75 days. How do you feel? What does your body look like? How are you waking up feeling every day? How are you sleeping at night? What food choices are you, it's like feeling, coming from that place of feeling like it's already done is really what's going to get you to that place.
And I love that you have this holistic approach to it because I feel like so many coaches out there are like, business, 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 business. And you have a more holistic of like, it's not like you just said, it's not just like what's out here. It's everything going on inside too.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are some rhythm and routines that like you practice yourself that you think have really helped you? Because like being a cancer survivor, obviously like health and mental well-being, like look good, feel good, play good, But it all starts with those rhythms and routines, your morning routine, evening routine, if you want to share some of those with us.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's like, I think I can teach strategy and I can do strategy all day long, but unless you're coming from the right place internally, the strategy isn't going to work, you know? So I think for me, it's really important. I think after going through cancer, I really changed how I was talking to myself on the inside. I was so critical of myself. I had, you know, struggled with eating disorders like a lot of women do. I couldn't stop looking at myself negatively in the mirror. I didn't see anything that I liked. I was such a perfectionist that when I would make a mistake, I would beat myself up for days. I had so much guilt around being what I thought was like a terrible mom, you know, because I couldn't whatever. It was like, I had so much internal conflict and negativity and unhappiness that for me, it was the thing was like learning how to love myself at a cellular level. And so when I don't even have negative thoughts about myself anymore, I don't even have any negative thoughts about myself anymore, which sounds crazy. But I've just worked so hard to recognize when those are coming in. And then what I do is I change that thought to the complete opposite. Well, you know, instead of, wow, these pants look really tight today, what if it's like, well, my body is so amazing because it birthed 2 kids and kept them alive, you know, this long. Like I'm so grateful for my body for healing from cancer. I mean, I really have learned to just find the appreciation, and that takes awareness of recognizing when those negative thoughts are coming in and how can you then shift those to the polar opposite. And that is something that I have just practiced for years, and that has honestly changed the game in my personal life and in my business.
I love that. That is something I'm starting to do with myself. Thank you for sharing that. I saw another video of this woman that I follow, and she's stunning, like beautiful woman. She just had her 5th baby, and she was speaking to this on her Instagram. She was like, you know, first date night after Adeline's being born, and I don't fit in a damn thing. And she's like, but you know what I'm doing? I'm in here, and I'm looking at this big old belly, and I'm saying, thank you for taking care of my baby. Thank you for keeping my baby safe. Thank you for safely bringing my baby into the world. And I think that I love what you said is loving yourself on a cellular level, because I feel like especially as women and as moms, like that is a very difficult thing sometimes, very difficult between the standards that society put on us and the ideas that our family puts on us and the stuff we put on ourselves. You know, it's so important, like you said, to have that positive conversation with yourself.
Yeah, I think it changes everything. When you actually have the positive thinking going on instead of the negative thinking going on, it actually opens up so much space in your brain for other things, right? Like my brain was just so full of the self-doubt and the negativity and the criticism and whatever. And it's like, as soon as I got rid of that, I mean, I had the space to now do all these things, right? Like own a business and coach my clients and grow a team and write my book. And it's like now all of that space in my brain is taken up with actually being proactive in the world instead of just spiraling in my own negativity.
I love it. Yeah. And you have an event coming up. Can you tell us a little bit about your event? How amazing and exciting.
Yeah, I do a 2-day event at the beginning of September, and it's online, it's virtual, it's live. A replay will be available for 48 hours if anyone can't make it live. Tickets are only $37, but I'm going to actually take you through the process of figuring out, you know, what business it is that you want to start if you don't know, and then how do I help you get that business to, we're actually going to build your business to 6 figures during those 2 days. So we're going to create your offer together. We're going to put your marketing in place, and you'll walk away with a game plan, a roadmap for 2026 to get your business off the ground and to consistent $10,000 a month.
How that's so valuable. And it's only $37. I'm like, sold. That's so valuable.
I'm sold.
Like in 2 days to be able to get all of that knowledge and experience and an actual strategy plan. Because that's the thing. Like a lot of people have ideas and dreams and hopes and maybe even write them down for goals.
I'm the idea person. I have so many ideas.
Yeah. But do you have a step-by-step action plan strategy? Because that's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what we put in place. So you have the roadmap. roadmap and you know what you're doing. I think there's just so much out there and it's hard to know what to listen to. And I think there's so many people teaching so many different things and it's like, it gets really overwhelming in the space of where do I start and what do I do? And there's different strategies that work for different businesses and there's different strategies that work at different levels, right? So what's going to work for somebody who's earning $10,000 a month already isn't going to be a strategy that a newbie wants to use, right? So it's like, what strategies do I use and at what stage is also what we cover in the event. So you can kind of, you know, what to focus on and what not to.
I'm curious, because you mentioned earlier, like a coach that you had, do you still get coaching as high level coach?
Oh my goodness. I am never without a coach. I think there was a period of time where I went 6 months without a coach and girl, it was not pretty.
No, I love that because I think that that happens like, especially in our industry in real estate, like somebody feels like they got to this level and then they stop getting poured into. Yeah. And I talk about that all the time. Like, it's a nonstop job growth.
Yes.
And you'll think that like, oh, and you may have like, I conquered this space, but it's only a matter of time where life is lifing. And then you kind of slide backwards a little bit and you're like, oh, but wait, I already, no, you need somebody to like be that mirror for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Always. Yeah, for sure. Walk the talk.
I love that.
And I think when I first started coming into this sphere, I remember all of the preconceived notions I had about like life coaching, right? And I really, when you think about it, it's for all of human history, someone has been taking someone else by the hand and saying, here's how you do this, showing them how to pick berries or kill bears or like whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Grow earthworms. I use that example a lot, like in a lot of our business talks. I'm like, I don't know if your passion is selling earthworms, but and that is what I love about these communities that we're building. So like you've got your community. There are so many communities out there. And I love that we are all just women showing up, holding the door open for those who are coming behind us. Because, I mean, it's like you said, like Trisha's getting poured into by her coach. And then she's pouring into me. And then I may be pouring into an agent who's in, like, their first year or a mom who's got smaller kids than me and just reminding them that it's going to be fine. Or maybe I'm taking that and I'm pouring all of my marketing experience into my church to, you know, grow the church and do the things. And I love that we're all on this journey. Like, we're all together. We're all in the same boat. We're all going.
Yes. Isn't there that, there's that quote that's something like, we're all just here walking each other home or something like that. It's true.
I love that. That's very sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. One more little space I want to touch on because I feel like this probably comes up a lot in some of your clients is like facing fear, right? Because they're taking this enormous jump and you took such an enormous jump. And like you mentioned backpacking all over and like, did you backpack by yourself?
I did. Yes. And yes, I did. I did a lot of backpacking by myself. And then of course you meet people, right? So when I was in Europe, I went by myself, but then I ended up meeting up with a bunch of people that became my really close friends. And the second time when I backpacked in 2009, I was with my now ex-husband, him at the time. So I did a combination of solo and with some friends and with him.
Like, you've done so many things like solo, and I feel like in the back of your, like, even if you're feeling brave, like, there's still those like nagging voices in the back of your head that are gonna, like, how did you face those fears, and how do you help your clients face those fears of, like, you know, for lack of, like, the Billy Madison, like, they're all gonna laugh at you, you know, like, you're gonna fail. Like, how do you get people like past that hump?
Well,
and how'd
I think,
you get yourself?
Yeah, I think that's a great question because we all feel fear. And if we're not feeling fear, we're not pushing ourselves and we're not growing and we're not challenging ourselves. And so for me, I think, you know, I've always wanted to create a different life and I know that that's going to be uncomfortable. And I guess I just really learn to understand the biology and the science behind fear, right? Like our minds are designed biologically to keep us safe. And so when we are in a space of uncertainty or something we don't know or we've never done before, our body literally thinks that we're getting chased by like a saber-toothed tiger, you know? And it's like, you just have to remind yourself. So I have to constantly tell myself, I am safe. none of that is, nothing is happening right now. Like, I'm actually safe. I am here. I'm alive. I'm sitting in my kitchen. I'm, you know, it's very much being present and understanding that fear is always going to be there, but I make sure that it's like sitting in the back seat and it's not in the driver's seat. It can be in the passenger seat even. That's fine, but it's not in the driver's seat. And so for me, it's, I feel the fear and I do it anyway. Like, I feel the fear and I just say yes and do it anyway. You know, as long as it feels like it's in alignment and my intuition is telling me yes. Now, there are some times where I think fear comes in play and it's like your intuition is telling you, no, this is not the right path for you to go down. And it takes some time to figure out the, and how to differentiate the two. But yeah, fear for me is like, let it be there and do the thing anyway.
I love that. And like, you've gotten to such an amazing space and place where you have this freedom and you have these investment properties and this beautiful home, this beautiful business. What do you see? Because somebody asked me this the other day and I had to like really think about it. I hadn't thought about it in a while. Like, what do you see yourself doing in the next 5 to 10 years? Like, what's 10 year down the road Erica doing in her life?
I love that. I know. I had this weird thing. It was like 2 years ago and I was like, I don't even know. You know, for so many years, I was just wanting to leave my marriage and get divorced and wanting to build my own life and have my business. And I just like kind of looked around and I was like, wow, I've got my mountain home. I've done everything that I want to do. What is next? Yeah. And you know, that's when life is like, well, this is fun. And it just kind of like dropped another bomb in my lap, right? But I think for me, it's impacting, it's more speaking, it's more books. I really want to impact 1 million women around the world to feel in alignment with their purpose and be doing the work that they're here to do and sharing their medicine with the world. And I really feel like, I mean, how much different would humanity be if we were all so connected and living our purpose? And I just think that that's how we change what's going on in the world. So that's my mission for the next 10 years.
I love that you actually have like a mission statement. You know, I want to impact 1 million women. Yes.
It is measurable. It is sustainable. It is trackable.
Yeah. I love it. That's awesome. Erica, this was such a great talk. Thank you so, so much
Absolutely.
For being here. If our listeners want to find you, we're of course going to link your stuff in the show notes, but just drop some great spaces and places for them to find you and connect with you and the resources that you've created.
Yeah, amazing. Well, everything is on my website, ericacarico.com. You can join the event there. You can look for my courses there, my group coaching program. My book is there. Instagram is another great place. I am on School as well under Soul Business. Business Collective, and the book is, you know, iTunes, iBooks, Amazon, Kindle, Audible, all the places.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Erica. This has been absolutely fantastic. Kylie, you want to take us home?
Yeah, I love the conversation too. I'm so excited to jump into the Audible, and I am going to buy tickets to your event. So
I'll see you there.
You found a new follower. I'm so excited that you came and made the space for us. I think this conversation was wonderful, and I hope it reaches a lot of hearts. And wherever you guys are listening, just make sure you hit that sub button because you know you love us. And come back next Thursday because we drop fresh content every week here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.